Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Bo. Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Shavim. Tavshin Ayin Tes. Alein Shmein Tzchus. Befushim. For Baruch Tzvi. Ben Rivka Bat. Yabso. Shal Chol Yisrael. Dabat Hanach Mordechai. Befeit Simcha. Yabso. Shal Chol Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Mor V'Shemesh. Mor V'Shemesh, one of the classical Chassidish Svarim. The pasuk starts in the beginning of the Parsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go to Paro. L'man Shisi Ososai Eila Bikirbo. So I shall place these signs of mine in his midst, and he shall know who I am. Shisi, says Rashi, Shisi Miloshan Sumi, I'm putting. Says more of a Shemesh. Shisi is also Shtei. Shisi is the letter Shtei, and also Sai. How's the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to say, how's Paro going to know me? He's known me by two things. By the two things that are called the Osos. The Osos of what? The Osos of Shabbos, and the Osos of Tefillin. He says the more of a Shemesh. You want to know how Paro and how Klai Yisrael, how the world is going to know me? It's Dafka through Shabbos, it's Dafka through Tefillin. What's so special about Shabbos and Tefillin? So maybe we could say an idea that I once saw from the Kedushas Levi. Excuse me, I once saw from the Nesiv HaShalom. Nesiv HaShalom explains from his Zeta, and he writes in this, and all from all the classical Chassidish Svarim, that Shabbos and Tefillin really have the same idea. They're both Zeich L'Siyas Mitzrayim. To be able to realize who runs the world. We start the day, we put out our Tefillin to remember who starts the world? In my actions, and my thoughts. And Shabbos is a day of what tefillin does, right? We are putter from tefillin on Shabbos because they both do the same thing. That's why it says in the Nesiv HaShalom, Shabbos stands for three words. Shabbos b'makom tefillin. It says more of a Shemesh. Paro is dafka to know me through dafka, these two things of Shabbos and tefillin. And actually, that's actually where we end off the parasha dafka with tefillin. Beautiful idea of more of a Shemesh and the Nesiv HaShalom. Moving on to the second idea. Second idea comes to us from the Chiddush Sharim in Perek Yud Pasuk Chavav. The pasuk says, "V'gamik neino yelech imanu." Right. Also, our livestock's going to go with us. Para losi shar parsa kimen and nikach lavor Hashem alokeinu. We have to take everything with us. Everything's going to help us to serve Hashem. And achnu nolni da ma navor Hashem arbuin neshama. We're not going to know what we have until we arrive there. Says the Chiddush Sharim. There's a much deeper shadow here as well. He says, "What does it mean to arrive there?" It means each and every one of us. We want to serve the Baruch Hashem Shemayim in this world. But we're never going to know our report card until when? Until we get to Olam Haba. Until we get to Olam Haba, we're never going to know Adboinu Shama. We're going to see, right? Moshe was just saying the Pashup Shaz until we get to the desert. We're not going to know what the Rebbe wants from us. Says the Chiddush Rimna, we could actually say in our own Avodah also. We're never going to know how pure our Avodah Shama is until we actually get to Shemaim. And that's why we constantly have to be able to yearning to grow better and better and better. There's a Torah that they say from the Rebbe Melech and also the Shevet Yehuda, the son of the Rebbe Leibel Eger. So they say from earlier in the Parsha, earlier in the Psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro, "Benarenu v'zeinenu nelech." Right, we're going to go with our young ones and our old ones. So says the Rebbe Melech in the same word from the Shevet Yehuda. He said they both say the same idea. When a Yid is Benarenu in their Yiddishkeit, when their young years or in their younger years, they put in their Avodas Hashem, then u'b'zeinenu nelech. Right, but in Aaron, the first word about your young years. Then when you cement it down, then it's getting nelech. It's already cemented to it. The ikar time that be able to build a person's avodah Hashem is dafka when you're younger. And that's not to say that a person can never change chas v'shalom, but just to emphasize how important those younger years are. Because at the end of the day, ben areinu, then it's getting nelech. And how important says the Chiddush Sharim, we're always constantly growing. But we're never going to know how pure it is until we get to Abawin Hashem, until we get to Olam Haba. But to really put in that effort, especially in our younger years. Beautiful ideas from the Chiddush Sharim and the Rebbe Ramaylech and the Shevi Mimra. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from Rabbi Yeshua Me'ostrovov. So he's in a sefer called Todas Adam. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis and Gimel. Da'aber no ba'ozne yom, right in the before about Marakas Bechor, speak in the ears of the people. And each man, they should ask each other, they should ask the men should ask the men, the women should ask the women for the silver vessels and the gold vessels. Says Rabbi Shula of Ostrov, what's the deeper idea here? So he says that when Jews are good to each other, then what's going to happen? And what's going to happen at the end of the day? A Yid could only be to know that their Baruch Hu is going to take care of him. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that his family gets along with each other, that they care for each other, they want to do chesed for each other, then they're going to find the grace and they're going to find the chen in the eyes of the world at large, and ultimately in the eyes of their Baruch Hu. The Rebbe Moshe first wants to see how we care for each other, which is, that leads me to an idea we've quoted in the past, but I think it bears repeating again from the Chiddush Shirim early on in the parsha by Makos Choshech and Perek Yud Pasuk Chavalf. The pasuk says, "Lo ro ish es achiv lo kamo mitachtov." Says the Chiddush Shirim, when a yid lo ro ish es achiv lo kamo ish mitachtov, that's Choshech. When a yid could be, when someone could be so lost, that is exactly. That's chosh. Lo ish es achiv lo kam ish mitachtav. We have to know b'chol b'nei sohaya or b'moshvosam. In our blood, it's mamish or. It's always caring for each other, always looking for the light within each other, always looking to help. But lo ish es achiv lo kam ish mitachtav. That's choshech. What a beautiful idea of Rishul of Asher. Once the Rebbe Hashem sees that we care for each other, then we're going to find grace to the rest of the world. The Rebbe Hashem will take care of us. And from the Chiddush Sharim, a beautiful insight. What's truly choshech? Moving on to the fourth idea. Pasuk says in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Dalet. By the Karban Pesach, you should celebrate it as a festival to Hashem. You should celebrate it as an everlasting law for all your generations. Says the Meshech Chachma, Rmei Simcha Dvinsk. 3-4 lines, mamish. You think it's so pasha, but it's so true. He says, what is the Nivchagosem also Chagla Hashem? He says a Yid's, a Jew's responsibility to look at Pesach, to look at really every day. Is not as an historical event, but it's a spiritual transformation. It's something that we're changed from tumah to tahara. And if you celebrate it every single day, and you celebrate it in a Pesach, a Jew can leave his Mitzrayim. Says the Meshech Chachma, even if you might be in the state in the Shushan Golas, at the end of the day, a person can know. It's a chag every single day. Every time you say Shema, every time you say Tefillin, you're Zeich L'Sib Mitzrayim, because the Jew is always leaving Mitzrayim. He's always leaving Egypt. As the Nesiv HaShalom quotes in last week's Parsha, quotes in the Maharal, Shebetzias Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single day it's happening. It's not a historical event. Every single day it's Lashon Hove. Hashem HaMotziyam Mimatzim Mitzrayim. Motziyam is Lashon Hove. Every single day. B'chol Devador Chayav Adam Le'otah Kilu Yuhu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Be able to review Pesach. It's not only as a historical, it's not chasham a historical event, but something that's happening every single day and every single moment, that we could change, we could be able to grow, we could improve, we could leave the shackles, and we could leave our Mitzrayim. As the Siv Hashalom says, the Torah is a Torah's Chaim. It's a living Torah. Lahoras is a derech asher yelchun ba. It's not a history book. It's a way to live. Live with these messages of Shabbos and Tefillin. Live with these messages of caring. Live with these messages of going above and beyond and realizing you can always leave your Mitzrayim. Says the Meshech Chacham, and says really in the Siv Hashalom, to be able to realize, Chag L'Hashem means to be able to realize that the Pesach happens every single year, and there's a Mitzrayim every single day, be able to leave. Grab onto it. Beautiful insight of the Meshech Chacham and the Siv Hashalom. Moving on to the fifth and final idea. Fifth and final idea comes to us from Yehoshua Heschel, Mimanistrich, of Tarius Yehoshua. He writes in the end of the parsha, it says, Perek Yugimah Pasuk Yudalit. Ahaya ki Yishalcha bincha machal emor mazos, right? Your son can ask you tomorrow, what is all this? V'amarati lo v'chuzo gyal v'siyano Hashem v'mitzvah m'bis avodim. You said the Rav Moshe took us out from the house of slavery. Rashi says, Dibra tor k'negad arba banim. It says, Tam Rosh v'sheinu yudei lishol. Right? Each one of us, we have four sons. Lubavitch Rebbe said, at the end of the day, there's also a fifth son. The fifth son doesn't even show up. Maybe some other Sram said that each one of us have the four sons within us. But it says, Rav Yishua Heschel, Mimedestrich, Keneged Arba Bonim, the Rasha is called still a Ben. The Rasha, even the Rasha is still a Ben. Why? Because at the end of the day, Ben Kach Ve'kach Nikra Bonim, we know the Gemara, famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Nachlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yeshua. And even when a Jew doesn't do the Ratzon Hashem, Ben Kach Ve'kach Nikra Bonim, even, says the Rasha, even in a Machlokes, when we paskin, like, usually, with the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we always pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bekach lekach lo nikra banim." Here we pass them like Rabbi Meir, "Bekach lekach nikra banim." Even if you're a Rasha, it's still a ben. And the Kribin Rebbe said it's a mitzvah lefarsim the shrashba. It's a mitzvah to publicize the shrashba. For us to be able to realize, we can always come back to the Rabbanu Shalom. Even if maybe we were dry throughout the year, maybe in our shoivim we weren't as best as we could, we can always come back to the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's what Shvat represents. Shvat represents even when things were dry, we could still come back. Even when the tree was dry, we know down deep in our sap, we have an neshama, we're a ben of the Rabbanu Shalom, we could always return to the Rabbanu Shalom. I'll just review these five five ideas. We started with the first idea from the Mor B'Shemes and Nesiv Shalom. Man Shisi also sai, Man Shisi also sai. It's not referring to the to that I'm going to place the signs, but Shtei also sai. Daf of Shabbos and Tefillin, because Shabbos and Tefillin do the same thing. They remind us who's in charge. They're bonus who's in charge. And that's when the Nesiv Shalom says Shabbos stands for Shabbos B'Malkum Tefillin. Beautiful insight. Mor B'Shemes and Nesiv Shalom. Second idea was the Chedush Arim. Ad Banu Shama, right? The Pashup Shaz, we're not going to know what we're going to need until we get there. So every, all the cattle is going to come with us. That's the Chedush Arim. No, Ad Banu Shama also refers, we're not going to know how beautiful our deeds, how L'Shem Shemaim, our deeds were until we get to Olam Haba. So we always have to constantly be trying to improve. Besides the Rambam Melech and the Shevet Mi'uhuda, the Narenu, if a Jew works hard when they're young, then it's going to be, then they're going to know that they cemented hard when they're young. It'll last even when they're older. The third idea we said from your Shaila of Ostrov, Rabban Hashem says at the end of the day, you're good to each other. Then you're also going to have the grace in their eyes. Says Rishala of Ashraf, the Bonashim says, you're good to each other, the rest of the world's going to be good to you, Zohar, and I'm going to be good to you. That's what Chedushim says, Doral Ish Metachtav is Dafka. When a Jew doesn't feel that they look to the right, look to the left, there's nothing there, that's Dafka Choshech. Beautiful insight of Rishala of Ashraf and the Chedushim. The fourth idea was the Meshech Chachma and the Nesiv HaShalom. The Meshech Chachma says, it's not just a chag, it's not a historical event. It's every single day, every single minute, a Jew could be able to leave their Mitzrayim. That's what the Nesiv HaShalom says. The Torah is a Torah's chayim. And it's as the Maharal says, in Gvuras Hashem, Yitzis Hashem is not a historical event, but every single Jew and every single generation, Jew can always come out of their Mitzrayim and their Egypt to be able to realize that it's not a historical event, it's a spiritual transformation. Every Jew can always be transformed. And that's really the fifth and final, connects to the fifth and final idea of Yishol Heshel of Manistrovich. And Rashi says, "Keneged Arba Banim." The Torah is Keneged. Torah speaks that even the Rasha says. Shohesh Manistrovich says that he could always return the Rabbanu Shem. Even a Rasha Mekach Mekach Nikar Banim. And that's what the Rashi says. Even in a Machlokas, we usually pass like Rabbi Yehuda or Mary. Pass like Rabbi Yehuda. You pass like Rabbi Mary, and says the Korban Rebbe with the mitzvah of the Befarsim. This Rashi. We should be Zoch Bez Hashem to live with the messages of Shabbos and Tefillin. To live with the messages Davka of always trying to be able to yearn to be better, even if we're in our younger years, in our older years, always constantly trying to be growing closer to the Rabbanu Shem, to be fully L'Shem Shemaim, to always be caring for each other. As Hashem, to always to know we could be spiritually transformed in everything that we do, and that we always return to the Rabbanu Shem. Shkoyach, and good Chodesh Shvat.